From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. In Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum today, President Donald Trump, as expected, spoke about trade, regulatory reform, and a strong economy, while also touting the United States as a good place to do business.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. The American economy is by far the largest in the world, and we've just enacted the most significant tax cuts and reform in American history.
However, not everyone in Davos was happy to see the president. Anya Shiffrin is a professor at Columbia University.
You know, since Donald Trump has become president, he's been attacking all of the institutions that are vital for democracy. He's been going after the media. He's been going after academia. He's going after rule of law. He's doing tax cuts for the rich. He's trying to take away people's health care. I believe he's incredibly dangerous.
Prior to the speech, Mr. Trump tried to repair relations with Rwandan President Paul Kagame, after using profanity to describe African nations. Also in Davos, Mr. Trump dismissed New York Times and Washington Post reports that he wanted to fire special counsel Robert Mueller in June of last year, but backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign rather than follow the order. Mr. Trump said the story was, quote, fake news. This is VOA News. Kenya's opposition